Translations and purport by his languages, Asim Bhakti Ramakrishna Prabhupada. At that very moment, a shudder suddenly ran through the heart of Diti, the mother of Hiranyaksha. She called words of her husband Kashyapa, and blood flowed from her breast. When the demon saw his magic forces dispelled, he once again came into the presence of the personality of Godhead, Kesava, and full of rage tried to embrace him within his arms to crush him. But to his great amazement he found the Lord standing outside the circle of his arms. At Hiranya's last moment, his mother Diti remembered what her husband had said. Although her sons would be demons, they would have the advantage of being killed by the personality of God himself. She remembered this incident by the grace of the Lord, and her breast flowed blood instead of milk. In many instances we find that when the mother is moved by a touch of affection for her sons, milk flows from her breast. In the case of the demon's mother, the blood could not transform into milk, but it flowed down her breast as it was. Blood transformed into milk. To drink milk is auspicious, but to drink blood is not auspicious. Although they are one and the same thing, this formula is also applied to the case of cow's milk. In this verse, the Lord is addressed to Kesha because he killed the demon's Kesha in the beginning of creation. Kesha is also the name of Krishna. Krishna is the origin of all incarnations, and it is confirmed in the Brahma Sutra that Govinda, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the cause of all causes, exists simultaneously in his different incarnations and expansions. The demon's attempt to measure the Supreme Personality of Godhead is significant. The demon wanted to embrace him with his arms, thinking that with his limited arms he could capture the Absolute by material power. He did not know that God is the greatest of the great and the smallest of the small. No one can capture the Supreme Lord or bring him under his control. But the demoniac person always attempts to measure the length and breadth of the Supreme Lord. By his inconceivable potency, the Lord can become the universal form, as explained in Bhagavad Gita, and at the same time he can remain within the box of devotees as their worshipful deity. There are many devotees who keep a statue of the Lord in a small box and carry it with them everywhere. Every morning they worship the Lord in the box. The Supreme Lord Kesava, or the Personality of Godhead Krishna, is not bound by any measure of our calculation. He can remain with his devotee in any suitable form, yet he is unapproachable by any amount of demonic activities. At that very moment, a shudder suddenly ran through the heart of Diti, the mother of Hiranyaksha. She recalled the words of her husband, Kashyapa, and blood flowed from her breast. When the demon saw the magic forces dispelled, he once again came into the presence of the personality of God, Kesava, and full of rage, tried to embrace him within his arms, crushing. But to his great amazement, he found the Lord standing outside the circle of his arms. So the entire Leela here, pastime here, is interesting. Climax, inasmuch as originally Narayan had wanted to enjoy some sporting activities in the mood of brother, in the mood of fighting. But then by Vaikuntha there is no scope
to be able to enjoy those desires by the Lord. Because he wrote his era full of awe and reverence, it is beyond their conception that they could raise a weapon or raise their arms in a fighting mood towards the Lord. What to speak of attacking him and trying to physically hurt him. But because his desire was there by the Lord, then two of his devotees, Jayan and Vijay, they were very anxious to be able to serve that desire of Narayan. And thus the whole pastime unfolded. Kumaris came there. It was their time also to be able to further advance onto the personal platform of realization of Godhead. Thus they came there to Vaikuntha and ended up cursing Jayan Vijay, and Jayan Vijay chose to be demons 3 times in the material world. And so it came about. And now, after having taken birth in the material world, Jayan Vijay is Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. Then the first one of them, Hiranyaksha, has come to that point where he has disturbed the universe to such a state that his Lord himself is coming ultimately to fulfill his desire to enjoy a good fight, but also many other things have been achieved by Hiranyaksha and his brother Hiranyakashipu, causing so much disturbance that demigods became, what to speak of everyone else, became very fearful of them. And they were constantly praying to Krishna, oh, please come and save us. So the first goal has been achieved, that the devotees have become more intensely surrendered to the Lord, more intensely remembering the Lord due to the great distressful situation which was caused by these 2 demons who were empowered by the Lord himself. Even Lord Brahma could not stop them. Wasn't willing to come. So the devotees were forced to. Otherwise they're going on, especially demigods, they've got so much so-called power, at least within the limited scope of a material world, that the tendency is to forget that ultimate ambition is the supreme personality, the actual person that should be worshipping. So then every now and then the Lord arranges that such distresses come, that one has to again turn to the Lord. Of course one's Krishna consciousness should be so much fixed and always remembering the Lord that he's not forced to. Of course that's true. But anyway, the devotees were very anxious for the Lord to appear and were day and night praying, day and night chanting his glories, and then hoping that he would come and protect them. So the Lord came to protect him, but ultimately to satisfy his own desire to enjoy Kshatriya Murti, Vala, fighting. And so he has a wonderful fight with Hiranyaksha. Of course, Varaha is so merciful, but he doesn't have 2 feet, he has 4 feet. So even when he was stabbing Hiranyaksha, he was stabbing him with his feet. And as we're seeing, coming so close, Hiranyaksha is going to be slapped, I believe, at the root of the ear, and he falls down, leaves that body. When Brahma comes, he's completely surprised. Oh, what is this? How fortunate this person is. He got killed by the slap of the Lord's foot. This is the yogis, they're meditating for lifetime after lifetime, hoping to get the mercy of the Lord. The devotees, they're worshipping in the temples, they're praying to the Lord.
And yet here is Hiranyaksha getting that mercy in one night. Because Hiranyaksha was continuously thinking of the Lord. Continuously. Not a single moment would he forget. Yes, the mood was anger, the mood was enviousness, but still it was constantly directed towards remembrance of the Lord. And so then the Lord eventually come. Nobody else will come. When one is a devotee of Krishna, then nobody else can step in between. Krishna has to come. Just like if we're worshipping some demigod, particular demigod, no other demigod will step in between. They all understand that. It's the Lord of Surya or the Lord of Indra, Brahma, whatever it may be. So when one is a devotee of the personality of Godhead, then no one else will step in. So Krishna had to come to take care of it. That was the potency of their devotional service, which is generally considered a form of devotional service which is not positive. It's not favorable. But still, one still always be absorbed in the remembrance of the Lord. So it must ultimately achieve the result. Ultimately, that position is not given to the gopis or any of the other lessons to see as well. But of course, due to their mood, they will not attend the same location in the spiritual. Of course, with the Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha, they had three births, which means they started in Vaikuntha and they came down to take three births as demons, so that they could, if they came seven births as devotees, they wouldn't have been able to satisfy the desire of the Lord to become an able to fight with them. So that wasn't any use. They weren't going to choose that. Otherwise, they could have just come. Their situation would have been basically the same as it was in Vaikuntha. They would have been devotees. They would have been worshipping the Lord. And one would think, actually, that the devotee would choose. Oh, no, he's going to take birth as a devotee. Why would I take birth as a demon? That's because their innermost desire was to satisfy the Lord, and they understood the Lord's desire that he wanted to enjoy the fighting mood, and they chose, yes, we'll take the birth, we'll take the choice of being humans, the three births. In that way, they improved their relationship with the Lord. They went into a deeper mood. The relationship there in Vaikuntha is very superficial in comparison to the rest of the spiritual world. I'm worshipping the Lord because it's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I'm worshipping you because it's the controller, the most optimum, the most powerful person. They don't actually understand anything of the inner personality of the Lord. They don't actually understand anything of the inner desires. And so Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyakshajaya and Vijayadeva got some understanding. Oh yeah, this is to satisfy the desires. Yes, even if that desire appears that I may become offensive, that's the Lord's desire, that's the position I'll take. So they were willing to satisfy his desire to fight him. And thus they took refuge. Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. In their next birth, as Ravan and Kumbhakarna, they actually became in a more elevated situation. They actually got to associate with Lord Ramachandra and Lakshmana, Sita Devi, whose situation in the spiritual world is much higher than the Vaikuntha's. The mood of the devotees of Ramachandra is much higher than the Vaikuntha Vasas, because they have a much deeper understanding of the personality of God. And their mood of service is much more intimate in that understanding of the being person. So in their next birth they got to associate
with Ramachandra. And of course, again they were killed. Again they caused so much disturbance throughout the universe. Indra, Vayu, all these persons were acting as menial servants in the palace of Ravana. And so they were continuously praying, "Oh my dear Lord, come and save us. What is our situation? We're your devotees, don't you remember?" Of course, when they were happily sitting in Swag, they weren't continuously praying. They were thinking, "Oh, the Lord's so nice, he's given us all this opulence there. I'm such an important devotee, I'm in control of so many things." But now, because they had become servants of this great demon, they were continuing to pray, "Oh, please come and save us." And the Lord did come in due course of time when he saw that surrender reached a certain stage, that intensity of remembrance reached a certain stage. Then they came. Alright. Again he killed them. Again they became more elevated. Next time they came was Dandavakra and Sisapal. They got to associate with Krishna. The original personality of God. Not only that, they got to take birth in the family of Krishna. Both of them were cousins of Krishna. Sisapal and Dandavakra. In fact, Dandavakra was so intimately related, he was from the same father as Krishna. Vasudeva was the father of Dandavakra. He wasn't born from Devaki, he was born from one of the other wives, but he was the same father. So again they got to become more intimately connected with the Lord. But what hadn't changed in all this time was the mood they were expressing. They were still in the sadhus, anger, etc. Again they were killed, again they... But next time, actually only three persons take as demons, but next time they got to come a Jagai Mother in Garanga's pastimes. So just see, by their absorption in the Lord and by their willingness to fulfill the desires of the Lord, whatever it may, even taking birth into the world, but to satisfy them. And they actually got to enter into Garanga's pastimes. And naturally, if one gets to enter into Garanga's pastimes, one can actually enter into Rajadhana. Just see, they got the mercy of Nityananda and Haridas Thakur. And ultimately, Garanga himself. And they got to enter into the Namsankirtan activities. This is how devotional service works. It's not enough just to be a devotee of the Lord, to follow the principles, to not be envious of the Lord. But one actually has to keep going forward and actually surrender to the Lord. Not just surrender one's body, mind, words, being, but surrender one's very desires, one's very existence to become the servant of the Lord's desires. Now that's only possible by associating with the Vaishnavas, who can lead one to a situation where one can start to understand the Lord's desires. And in that situation, one can actually start to desire himself that, yes, I want to satisfy your desires. And one will be put in a situation, in terms of situation, where you can render service of actually satisfying the desires of Krishna. Have to become 10% of the world in many years. By anyone who moves. You have to associate with the Vaishnavas to be able to refine those needs, to actually be able to understand the desires. And this is the perfection of devotion. Not the perfection to be able to remember so many scriptures, to be able to dress in a particular way, to be able to get up early in the morning, or whatever it may be. This is not the perfection of devotion. This is the practice. Perfection of devotion service is totally to surrender our very being, Atma, and Vedana, to the desires, satisfying the desires of the Lord, satisfying the desires of devotees to the Lord, and thus entering into an ocean of devotion which has no bottom. The Lord is always expanding. Just see Srimati Radharani, the topmost devotee. And yet, she's always expanding in her ability to satisfy Krishna, because Krishna is always expanding in his desires to enjoy. He always wants to make something new, something new, something new. In the unlimited situation. So how is it possible to capture him and fully satisfy him? Can become possible when we enter into that mood of wanting to do this. So the spiritual world is full of many devotees of the Lord, who are all highly worshipped. But the distinction is their degree of surrender to the Lord in the real sense of the personality of the Lord and his desires. We've been fortunate enough, we are fortunate enough to come in contact, to have come in contact with the topmost line of devotees. Rupa Manja. And his assistance. Thus we are able to come in contact with the personality of Godhead in its most original, intimate form. And thus we are able to come in contact with the Lord's real desires of how the Lord really wants to enjoy as a transcendental cowherd boy in the forest of Vrindavan. There the cowherd boy is fighting with Krishna every day with sticks and different things, because they know they're sacrificing. This is the opportunity. So you should be very careful to take this opportunity. Very careful to really understand the reason why these great devotees of Ranga have appeared in this world. Just like Ranga came to take the topmost mood of Radharani's love for Krishna. Krishna himself takes the mood of his most intimate devotees. Along with his most intimate so the opportunity is there to also be able to get the opportunity to taste that mood of service and to enter into that service in that intimate mood of really satisfying.
So are there any questions or comments? Yes. Yeah, when the cows first take birth, then that milk isn't used by the because it still has a lot of blood in it. Not at that time the cow doesn't transform its blood into such thick milk because the calf needs that at that time. Just the first few days. And so that milk is not usually taken. Prabhupada making this example that yes, people are after cow's blood, they kill the animal to get the blood to be able to eat the cow. But this is not the way we want to take the milk. We want to take it when she transformed it. That it transforms into affection. Almost for her own calf and as an extension of that for giving the milk to everybody to drink. It's the utmost religious food. So deeply a very devoted to the Lord, certainly devoted to the Lord, was feeling anxiety because her son was about to die. So naturally that mood came, but she was also feeling very ashamed at all. He's a demon. So her mood became disturbed and only the blood didn't transform into it. But we should understand that Deity is great devotee of the Lord. If she was more mistake, then she gave birth to demons. Ultimately, of course, those demons were devotees of the Lord on a special mission. So we can understand that her position was also a position of grace. Anything else? Yes.
Could you have the moon?
Well, that's to have Kupja or somebody else who approaches Krishna with a blast or anger, whatever. But it's still very much not on the pure platform that I also want to really enjoy. But in Vrindavan, the cowherd boys look like the Krishna, but they're not thinking that, oh, I want to really enjoy it here. No, they just want to satisfy Krishna's desire. Right. The gopis are not leaving or letting me satisfy my lust of desire. They want to satisfy the lust of desire of Krishna. Kupcha is on a lesser path. And of course she perfected her life by directing that lust towards Krishna. But it's not considered the same as what we find in Vrindavan. But yes, whatever we may have, if you try to direct that towards Krishna, it must be. You know, one of the five lower rasas, which actually needs to be mixed with one of the seven lower rasas, which needs to be mixed with one of the five higher rasas to attain perfection in the relationship with Krishna. But even those seven rasas appear, etc., and they can bring one to Krishna, become an absorbed. But ultimately they need to mix with one of the five main rasas going to come in balance, friend, servant, come to the other, to attain perfection. At least the perfection is certainly there's many levels of perfection, but the perfection of the living entity is to be able to enter into Rajadhamma as a servant. This is the Jiva's topmost position. If a Jiva enters any other place in the spiritual world, that's also perfect. But still, he can be more perfectly situated if he somehow becomes attracted to righteousness. The Granda showed that all of the incarnations and all the great devotees of the incarnations, they all appear in Granda Lila. So they could perfect it and have an opportunity to actually enjoy it.